Morena koto, welcome back to the show, and I'm so excited to have the on the line with me, author of Here for a Good Time, the wonderful, the amazing Chris Parker. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very well, how are you?
So good, loving classified as an author. It really feels like a step up in the world.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, how is that feeling? It must feel very mature and grown up.
Oh, yeah, now I just sort of walk along to quiet cafes and pull out my quill and notepad and just sort of write musings on the world and just sort of order cups of tea and just take myself away too seriously now.
Yeah, and so you should, quite frankly. I just want to say it is a fantastic book, so congratulations.
Oh, well, congrats to you for reading it.
Yes.
Honestly, most people I've talked to haven't read it.
No, I actually sat down and read it. You have how many, 200 and something pages?
But Yeah, it's a book.
It's quite easy to read. Like, you've got a very... Maybe I'm just simple and need a simple book, but like, it's very well written.
Well, I was just trying to make it like digestible and fun. Like, it's not a sort of hard hitting political book. It's a, you know, lighthearted, fun book to read at the beach.
Yes, and that's a great place to start this conversation, really. Is how would you describe your book for the people out there? Because it's not quite a chapter book, really.
No, it's not really a memoir either. It's maybe like more an extension of my stand-up comedy. Like, basically, it's a stand-up show in written form. So it's sort of autobiographical in the sense that I always talk about myself because I'm a narcissist. But
yeah, right.
It's like, you know, personal stories, insights, kind of essays. It's like a bunch of columns in a way, but a bit more in depth, just from my point of view in the world, which is, you know, a childless, gay, 30-something, living in Auckland.
Well, and it's a great life to live, quite frankly. well, the childless part especially. No, I'm not going to child bash. If you have children out there, that's fine. Well done you.
So you've made those enemies.
Yeah,
they're not
mine. Yeah. Now, funny you mentioned, like, it's like one of your stand-up shows. As someone who is known to be funny and known as a comedian, when you sat down to write this, were you like, oh my gosh, I've got to make this hilarious? Like, did you feel that pressure? And did you find it, like, difficult to translate your comedy into written text like this?
Well, as a stand-up, it's just like, that's my natural inclination anyway.
Yeah, right.
It's like, that's just my view on the world. Like, I'm never going to just, like, sit down and be like, right, time to pour my heart out. Because I'm broken that way. I don't emotionally process anything as properly as I should. So, no, I just sort of wrote it with my natural inclination, which is to be entertaining and fun. And
Hello,
can you hear me?
I thought we lost you for a sec. You're here.
Still here,
that, thank goodness. Hey,
maybe you just tuned out.
yeah, I was like, God, this is not funny. No, I didn't think that. I also totally sidetrack. I loved your suit on the front of the book as well.
Oh, thank you. It didn't fully, the pants were tight and the jacket was too big. So, you know, that's just classic styling for you. But it was important to me to have a book that looked good too, because, you know, books live on the shelf.
Yes, that's right.
They infiltrate your interior design. They become part of your sort of vibe of your house. And it was important that I had a good, the right shade of green so that it looked good on the bedside nightstand.
Yeah, and it's fantastic. And I actually know the jacket was too big because it's in your porn revolution.
Exactly. You can see the bulldog clips on the back of it.
Yes, that's right.
I know, lovely kind of cross-universe moment happening there with all my Chris Parker projects.
Yes. Sidetrack for a second. Hey, congratulations on all that.
Thank you.
Series is very good. Get on top of porn. I believe.
That's the one.
Yep. Everyone do that. Now back to the topic at hand. Was there anything that didn't make it into the book that you wish had?
Honestly, no. Like, at that, writing a book is like everything makes the cut because you've got so many words to write, so many ideas to get on the page. So I was like, I've got no space or time to cull any idea. So probably write stuff that I probably shouldn't have. Just change some names. That's sort of the rule of thumb with writing.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's it was your always the MC, never the bride. Story, and you talk about that wedding, and
that was undercated.
Yes, and I'm like, surely they're gonna know this is about them.
Well, it's a beautiful thing because I've been to a lot of weddings, so hopefully they won't realise. And then two, if they do come up to me and say, fuck you, oh, pardon my French, then I'll be like, well, at least you've read the book.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's a very good point. And hey, congratulations, you did actually yourself get married.
I did myself get married, yeah. I didn't marry myself, but I married the love of my life. Just another thing on the plate this year. It's been a very full year. It's been a year like one of those sandwiches you get at a bakery that's been like a filled roll that's like spilling out.
Oh, and you look at them and you're like, how does that fit in a mouth, you know?
Exactly. And I'd look at my calendar and go, how does that fit in a calendar year? But we've made it work.
And did you take a lot of lessons you've learned as an MC into your own wedding?
Yeah, we did kind of host our own wedding. Was kind of crazy, but I guess we sort of did the wedding in our own way. But I do think there's a few elements or lessons from planning the wedding that made it into that chapter. I was like right in the thick of planning it when I wrote that chapter, and I was sort of burdened by tasks and to-do lists. And I was like, okay, well, I've got to get writing about this. Which is the good thing about writing a book. It's like whatever you're going through at the time, you can just channel that into a chapter of the book.
Well, I have to say, it's a goal for all us aspiring gays out there. I don't know why I said aspiring. I am gay, but like aspiring to be a domesticated gay one day.
Oh, yeah, you'll get there. It starts with a Monstera plant, and then before you know it, you're married with two kids.
Oh, really? Yeah. I can't keep plants alive. That's a terrible omen for me.
Well, you can't have kids until you can keep your houseplants alive.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's fair. Now, you talk a lot about dance in this book, because, I mean...
Yes, ballet boy.
Yes. And you make some amazing points about ballet that I've kind of never really considered. And you kind of talk about what you'd like to see in dance and all that. Would you one day want to produce like your own performance that other people perform?
Like my own full-length ballet? Yeah, with the Royal New Zealand Ballet.
Maybe not necessarily ballet, but you know, just any...
If they'll take me, I'm there. I didn't know how to write a book, and then I wrote one, so I don't know how to choreograph a ballet, so I'll give that a go as well. Why not?
So they haven't asked yet?
Not yet, but if they're listening, then I'm there. I don't know, do they listen?
Yeah, we are the New Zealand Ballet's number one radio station, obviously.
the perfect station to listen to when you're not eating breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. I just talked about avoiding my bowels earlier. So, like, I do hope people aren't eating their breakfast when they're listening. It's not going to be great, really. Anyway, Chris, thank you so much for joining me this morning. And congratulations on this book. I should ask,
thanks.
Where can people buy it?
Well, if you want to buy like a signed copy from me, I'm actually coming down to Christchurch on Wednesday as part of the Word Festival.
Fantastic.
And I'm going to talk with Jason Gunn at the piano. So I'm going to be there talking about the book and talking about my life with Jason Gunn, which is a dream come true.
Yeah, well, you talk about Wednesday. How he's a hero in this book. So
exactly. So it's going to be a real event. I think you can get... you just go to the Word Festival website and you'll be able to get tickets. But otherwise, all good bookstores.
Great. Fantastic.
Thanks so much.
Can I, like, wave at you from the crowd and you'll recognise me if I go on Wednesday night?
Great. Yeah.
Great. Thank you. I needed that. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Chris. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
And that was the wonderful, hilarious Chris Parker, now officially an author of Here for a Good Time, Organized Thoughts from a Disorganized Mind. A brilliant, brilliant book. I have actually started reading it, so I can vouch for it being a great book. Yeah, go grab it now. Very, very funny.